I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. An American who went missing in Mexico last week has been found, injured, but alive. His name is Hugo Castro, and he's now recovering in a Mexico City hospital. Castro is an activist with the migrant relief group Border Angels. He was traveling for them just outside Mexico City last Thursday when he noticed he was being followed and feared for his life. So he went live on Facebook.
Seriously, I was threatened. They want to kill me.
¿Me quieren matar?
That clip is taken from a story by Jean Guerrero, who's covering the story for KPBS in Castro's hometown of San Diego. Jean, how bad are Hugo Castro's injuries?
So right now, his family isn't releasing a lot of information. The attorney general has told them not to answer questions from the media right now. However, his partner, Gaba Cortes, has been posting on Facebook, and she says he's in a very delicate physical condition, that the medical prognosis is, quote unquote, guarded. I'm not exactly sure what that means. They are saying that he will survive. But it appears that he was beaten up pretty badly with wounds all over his body.
What do we know for sure about what happened to him?
So we don't know much at this point. All we know is that after he posted the Facebook Live video begging for help, saying that he was being followed and feared for his life, that he simply disappeared and nobody was able to get a hold of him. The attorney general is saying that they've launched an investigation into what they call the illegal deprivation of freedom of Castro. This suggests that they have some evidence that he was, in fact, kidnapped or held against his will at some point during the period in which he was missing. But they're not releasing any additional details at this time.
Now, I know Hugo Castro, as we mentioned, he's an activist with the group Border Angels. Is anyone suggesting a motive for the apparent kidnapping?
Yes. So many people close to him say that he'd received multiple death threats in the past, precisely because of his advocacy work. He'd been leading this program called SOS Migrant Adopt a Shelter, which I'd actually spent an entire day with him just a few weeks before he disappeared, covering this work that he does, where he brings food and other essentials to migrants who are stuck in Tijuana on their way to the U.S. or who were hoping to get into the U.S. and no longer can, for example. There are currently hundreds of Haitians who are stuck in Tijuana after some immigration rule changes, so they can no longer go into the U.S. And he's been providing them with advice on how to avoid being exploited, kidnapped. One thing that a lot of people don't realize, I think, in the U.S. is that migrants are a group that is it's probably the number one targeted group by drug cartels. They're such a vulnerable population that the cartels regularly profit off of kidnapping them, human trafficking, exploiting them in other ways. And so people were angry and had threatened Castro's life in the past, saying, "You're interfering with our work and we're going to kill you." We don't know if these threats that he'd received in the past were in fact related to his disappearance, but that is what a lot of people close to him have suggested.
Tell me a little bit more about Border Angels, this group he's a part of. What is their job? To protect migrants, to help migrants cross? What do they actually do?
Right. So they're an advocacy group for immigrants. They have programs like SOS Migrant to provide help to the migrant shelters in Tijuana. They're very low on resources. They don't have a lot of help from the Mexican federal government. So Border Angels has taken it upon itself to help those shelters. They also go out and they leave water in the desert for migrants in danger of dehydration. I spoke to Enrique Morones, the founder, about the group and what it does and how he thinks it's related to what happened to Castro.
There's people that don't appreciate you taking away their livelihood. It could be people that are involved in trafficking. It could be organized crime. We don't know.
You met Hugo Castro just a few weeks ago. What's he like?
So he's a big personality. I mean, he's very outspoken. And this was another thing that people were saying, that he's not afraid of telling authorities, criminals when he thinks that they're doing something wrong. In fact, in my story, he confronts the director of a migrant shelter who had just kicked out a bunch of the Haitian migrants and said they could no longer stay there. And he confronted him on camera saying, how could you do this? This is so messed up. And so he's very outspoken. He really cares about migrant issues and wasn't afraid to speak up.
Jean Guerrero of KPBS in San Diego, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.